Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by generous contributors like you. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions.
I want to get to know him, the Christ. I want to know his words. I want to know his personhood. I want to know his kingdom's agenda. I want to know his teaching. I want to know more about his salvation. I want to know his joy.
In this week's Power Pack lesson titled Just Like Christ, Minister Perseus Poku teaches that if we truly want to experience the Lord, we have to get to know him.
When we get to know Jesus, we get changed. And the great thing about knowing Jesus is he gives us a purpose. We don't have to try to find ourselves. God already has a plan for each one of our lives. God has already gifted you with whatever he's going to gift you with, and he wants you to utilize it for his kingdom agenda.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Philippians, one of my favorites, chapter 3, verses 1 down through 10. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Let us bow for a word of prayer. Master, we've come to you this hour to say thank you. We thank you, Master, because we didn't have to be here this morning. Lord, you chose to wake us up, gave us power, put us in a right mind, gave us a reasonable portion of health. And Master, we just want to say thank you. Lord, if you don't give us anything else, you've already done enough. So we thank you, Master, for what we do have. Now, Lord, help us as we continue this worship service that your word may go forth, that this congregation be edified and you glorified in the process. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. Amen. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, let's read it together. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And from these verses, we want to talk about the topic, just like Christ. Just like Christ. All right. Just like Christ. As I was wrestling with this passage, the Holy Spirit gave me an earthly analogy as a doorway into the rest of the sermon. And he reminded me of some years ago when I was much more active and would spend my time playing basketball in different places. And during this time in my life, you had different people like myself who think they could play. Brother Ronnie, they thought they had game. And every now and then, you will come across an individual who walk on the court. Brother Lawrence, they would have the armband on the arm, and they would have the red jersey with the 23 on the back. And their name on the back would be J-O-R-D-A-N. They had the sneakers, they had the socks, and Brother Greg, they thought they could play basketball. They wanted to be like the five-time regular season most valuable player who won 3 consecutive NBA MVP finals. Second player to win 7 straight scoring titles. They wanted to be like this all-NBA first team 7 straight years. They wanted to be like Jordan. They wanted to be the slam dunk champion. They thought they could fashion their basketball plays and their basketball acumen to those of Jordan. So during the game, they'll try to hit fadeaways like Jordan. They would try to do reverse layup like Jordan. They try to hit 3-pointers like Jordan. In essence, they wanted to be like who? Jordan. Michael Jordan, for many of us, is famous for what he could do on the court. And many basketball players wanted to be just like Mike. This man had such a following that he had his own commercials. They wanted to be like who? He even had a song. Sometimes I dream that he is me. You've got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream, I move, I dream, I groove like Mike. If I could be like Mike, or if I could be like Mike, be like Mike. Again, I try, just need to fly. For just one day, if I could be that way, I dream, I move, I dream, I groove like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Now, that's an earthly example of what it means to want to be in the shadow of someone, to emulate someone that you care about so much, just to be like them. But how much more so would it be for us to say, I want to be like Christ? And that's what the apostle is sharing with us today. The apostle is reminding us that it's okay to want to be just like Christ. And there's 3 points the apostle wants us to consider in his argument that it's okay to be like Christ. Number 1, he wanted to know his purpose in Christ. He wanted to know his purpose in Christ. Number 2, he says he wanted to know Christ through the power, which is rooted in the resurrection. Number 3, he wanted to know Christ through the pain. He wanted to know Christ through the purpose, through the power, and then through the pain. In the early part of chapter 3, Paul reminds the church in Philippi to not have any confidence in the flesh. Don't have confidence in the flesh. There used to be a time when some of us used to have a lot more hair. Now I can't grow it anymore. If my identity was linked to my hair, I'd be up short. There used to be a time when some of us were a certain weight. If your identity is solely linked to how much you weigh, many of us will be up short. Have no confidence in the flesh. He then offers himself up as an example. Follow me as I follow Christ. Paul's mind had been renewed. He now realized that fulfillment as a Pharisee left him incomplete. Prestige as a Pharisee could no longer satisfy his spiritual appetite. Following the law of circumcision would ultimately lead to spiritual death versus following the law of grace. Following Jesus
being like Jesus, gave him his ultimate purpose. Paul said, I've done all that a Jew would want to do. I am from the tribe of Benjamin, meaning he came from a lineage that you could be proud of. He said, I've been circumcised on the eighth day, like a good Jew should. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrew, meaning I am stock bought a Jew. But regardless of all those accomplishments, studying under the feet of Gamaliel, growing up, studying the law, knowing the ins and outs of the law, having the authority to persecute, having the authority to put people in jail, even though I've attained and been graduated, even though I received high marks, I count it all as loss. That I may know him. That I may emulate him. I want to get to know him, the Christ. I want to know his words. I want to know his comfort. I want to know more about this abundant life. I want to know Christ in travail. I want to know Christ in disappointment. He wanted to know Christ in singleness. He wanted to know Christ in marriage. He wanted to know Christ in doctrine, and he wanted to know Christ in worship. To know him is to love him. Want to know him in loneliness, and I want to know him in belonging. I want to know his words. I want to know his personhood. I want to know his kingdom's agenda. I want to know his teaching. I want to know more about his salvation. I want to know his joy. Despite everything I've accomplished on this earth, nothing brings me no greater joy but to get to know Jesus. He said, look, there's a difference between life versus abundant life. Who you are in him, it's not the same as living outside of him. Paul have been changed. And that's what getting to know Jesus is all about. When we get to know Jesus, we get changed. And the great thing about knowing Jesus is he gives us a purpose. We don't have to try to find ourselves. God already has a plan for each one of our lives. God has already gifted you with whatever he's going to gift you with, and he wants you to utilize it for his kingdom agenda. Yes. Amen. Getting to know him gives us purpose. And then one thing I realized, Brother L, is that finding our purpose leads to God changing our name.
Yes. Yes.
That's good. God changes our name when we find our purpose. He changed Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, Jacob to Israel, Matthew to Levi, Peter to Cephas. God wants to change your name from gossiper to gospel preacher, from troublemaker to peacemaker, from arrogance to humility. From impulsiveness to patience. From being an adulterer to being an evangelist. From being a drunk to a deacon. From a womanizer to a faithful husband. From a church hopper to a church planter. God wants to change your name. Do you want to know him? Then Paul says, okay, if you want to know him in the affirmative, then get to know him through the power, which is rooted in the resurrection. Paul wanted to know more about this resurrection power. He wanted to experience the power that comes with knowing Christ in order to resist the temptations, in order to resist relying on the flesh. They would need, and I would need, the power that's filled by the Holy Spirit, that dunamis power, that came from the rising of the Christ. That power is what we're talking about. That same power that rose up Jesus Christ. Paul says, I want some of that. He said he wanted the power that can help me to forgive. He wanted the power that can help me to resist temptations. I want the power, Paul says, that helped me to control my tongue. Give me that power that helped me to be bold in the Lord. Lord, please give me that power to preach to the pagans. Give me that power to help me work with others. Give me that power to stay humble when others give me pats on my back. Lord, I need a power to work out this ministry stuff because I realize I can't do it on my own. But if I trust in your power, if I rely on your power, if I pray in your power, if I stand up in your power, you're going to work it out in me, Lord. I am able to go the extra mile because of your power. I am able to sleep at night when all turmoil is around me because of your power. I am able to love my enemies because of your power. I am able to tame my tongue because of your power. I am able to keep still when nothing but chaos is around me because of your power. I am able to go that extra mile because of your power. Power, wonder-working power, in the name of the Lord. There's somebody sitting here this morning. You've shortchanged yourself. You look at this world through what you can do versus what God can do. The same power that raised up Jesus Christ. It's the same power that's accessible to each one of you this morning. And because of that, Paul is able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because of that, we can say, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. I can do all things through Christ who fills me. I can do all things through Christ who motivates me. There's nothing I can do that I've been called to do that God won't empower me for. This power reconciles, bring people together. Didn't feel like talking to you. But God's power is causing me to not lean on my own understanding. But it's causing me, even when I don't want to say I'm sorry, it's causing me to say I forgive you. I'm sorry. Because it's leaking out of me. The more I get to know him, the more I pray and read and study the word, the more I minister, we experience God in a different way. The more we please him, and the more he shows himself, and the more he shows himself, the more power we get to do what we got to do. Paul says, I want to know him in that way. I want to know him not just to sing songs about how good he is, but I want to experience him. Yes, amen. Even when times are not good, I want to experience him. I want that power that causes that person in the hospital who the doctor has given bad news to still sing songs of praise. When the doctor has said there's nothing else they can do and this person is still saying Jesus is all right with me. Yeah. Yeah. I want that power. Yeah. I want that power when people have turned their back on you and causing you strife and causing you chaos and you know you haven't done anything wrong, but I want that power that's able to stand there and say, I still love you. I'm still praying for you. Greater is he that is me, in me. than he that's in the world. I want that resurrection power. I'm so glad about it because this resurrection power only comes from the one that resurrected. We ain't got to pay for it. It was paid for on the cross. We don't have to go through Capitol Hill. Y'all better be glad about that. All we got to do is give in. And the Lord to give out. So we know him. He wants to know him in purpose. He wants to know him through the resurrection. Then lastly, it's a hard pill to swallow. I don't think I've ever heard any Christian in my day say, I want to know Christ through the pain. No. No, we live in times where people want that Hakuna Matata theology. Tyler, they want that Christianity without the pain. They want the Christ without the cross. They want the divine without the dilemma. They want the religion of no worries. Lord, I don't ever want to struggle. Well, that's not Christianity. Struggles are built in to Christianity. That's part of the Christian DNA. It's struggles. Pain or suffering is part of our walk. Paul's bold enough to tell others that it is not abnormal for Christians to go through. The fact is, Jesus, the one that we emulate or the one that we desire to follow or pattern our life after, he had to go through hardships, both emotional as well as physical. So if Jesus, the one we're trying to follow, had to go through hardship, why do we want to have a relationship with the Father without any problems? If he didn't do that with his own son, you know we got to go through some stuff. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. You talk about hardship. Some people can't make 30 minutes. But he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was rejected by his own countrymen. They wouldn't invite him to the BET Awards. Can you imagine that if you stood up for Christ? You start preaching. Some of the people that you used to walk with won't walk with you no more. Some family members start calling you names. Can you imagine that? You start trying to be just like Christ. And your own countrymen turn their back on you. Family members turn their back on you. You think you're this. You think you're holier than thou. Now that you done got saved, you think you're better than us. No, I'm just not going to do the things you do. It's painful when the people you used to care about don't care about Christ. He cried when Lazarus experienced death. Jesus did. Getting to know Christ through the pain. When we lose people that we love, we cry. We cry, but Paul says we don't cry hopelessness. Our crying is because of the loss we've had, but we cry with hope. knowing that God has already started the preparation. So we don't have funerals. We have home-going celebrations if that person was in Christ. And I want to know him in that way. I want to be just like Christ. Christ knew that Lazarus' death was not permanent. In the same way, I want to get to know Christ in death. Because our death is not permanent. We absent from this body. Only to be present with the Lord. Matter of fact, we really transition. I want to get to know him. How would I really appreciate the sun if there were no clouds? How would you know God as a Savior if you never needed to be saved? How would you appreciate the pain if every day for you was a bed of roses? Paul said, I want to get to know this Christ. I need to know this Christ. For Jesus, the religious establishment lied on him. Paul said, in the same way I've been lied on. Jesus experienced bigotry due to the fact that he was born in Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, Paul said, my background caused me problems too. And for all of us, we have backgrounds. Yes. And the devil wants to use your background to stomp on you. But God wants to use your background to promote you. I don't deal with what used to be. Sometimes somebody come tell you, well, this person used to be. And I have to admit, I say, well, you might as well talk about me too, because I used to be something. Yes. 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 That's right. Yes. We all in the same boat. That's right. But I don't want to deal with used to be's. I want to deal with the nowness. With the nowness. Who are you right now? Who are you in 2017? I can't deal with used to be, because we all guilty if we deal with used to be's. But I've been redeemed. I've been bought with a special price. And my used to be has been nailed on the rugged cross. And the more I think about it, the more I love him, and the more I want to be like him, and the more I want to follow his ways. I want to know you, Jesus. In all of my hardship, it didn't matter that he was falsely accused or that he was lied on. It didn't matter that others challenged his message. He said, because my Savior was challenged about his message. It didn't matter. There was a group of religious zealots who followed him only to try to entrap him. Paul said, I'm used to it because Jesus had those that followed him and tried to cause him ill. It didn't matter that he found himself as an itinerant preacher. Jesus had no place to lay his head. So just like my master Jesus, I want to be like him. Church, God sees every struggle. God knows every obstacle that we face. God knows who the haters are in your life. At the same time, God hears the prayers of the righteous. Just like Jesus, Paul prayed without ceasing. No, he did not curse his enemies, but he prayed for them just like Jesus said to do. He didn't castigate the gossipers, but he prayed for them. Paul remembered the Lord's assurance that, lo, I'll be with you. How long will he be with us, Paul? He said, always. Always, even unto the end of the world. We have an advocate. If it's fear, lo, He's with you always. If it's rejection, lo, he's with you always. If it's sickness, lo, he's with you always. If you need a job and can't find none, he's still with you always. If you need your bills paid and don't know where it's coming from, lo, he's with you always. If it's death that you're experiencing, which this church has experienced a lot, he's still with us always. Because Paul knew his purpose in Christ. He was able to quote this passage. All death, where is thy sting? All grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, if I would just trust him. Oh, if I would just call on him. Oh, if I would just wait to experience not just the joy, but to also experience the pain. Because it's in those terrible times that my Lord Savior shines the brightest. It's those times when I don't see any way out, when he provides a way out. It's those times when my abilities are limited that he's able to show me limitless opportunities. It's those times when our shortcomings are brought in front of me that God's Spirit says, hush, it's going to be all right. It's those times when all problems and all Hades is around me that I'm able to lean on him. And he's so powerful that he can catch all of us at the same time. It's those times when I can't fully understand what's going on. That God's conscience, when God's word comes to my mind and he says it's going to be all right. It's those times when I don't see anything but darkness. That he's able to turn the light on and say, son, it's going to be okay. Daughter, it's going to be okay. It's those times when others disappoint us. When we're ready to throw in the towel, that God says it's going to be okay. I got them. It's those times when I need to hear from my Savior, that he shows up. It's through the suffering. It's through the pain. It's through the challenges that he shines the brightest. Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. He's all right with me. He's all right with me. He's all right with me. Don't matter what challenges come. Jesus is all right. Don't matter what struggles I'm facing. Jesus is still all right. Doesn't matter how high the mountain is. He'll give you strength to climb it. Doesn't matter how low the valleys are. He'll carry you through it. Doesn't matter what others say. It matters what he says. I want to get to know him. I want to get to trust him. I want to be able to uplift his holy name. I want to get to know Jesus just like Christ.
Here today, and after listening to the word, and you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart to come to Jesus, for he is real. You don't want to miss knowing him. If you're here today, will you come?
There are some things.
Where are your comments?
But I
y'all know the song.
That God is real.
He's real, church. Will you come today? Will you say yes to him? He's real.
Yes, God is real.
Yes. Will you come today? God bless you. How are you? Now you. Will you come today? Will you come today? How are you doing?
Yes, God is real, for he has won.
And will you come today? Will you come? Just like pure gold. Will you say yes to him today?
Yes, God is real. For
I can feel him in my soul. Will you come today? Yes, he is.
Yes,
God is real.
Boy,
will you say yes to him today? Oh. Will you say yes today? Friends, we are closing the year out. If you haven't really got to know him, you should come so we can help you to get to know him. He's open. He's open to help you and save you. Will you come to him now?